Welcome back to Love Lindsay. How you doing, baby? Welcome, everyone. I hope you're having an amazing week. Happy Wednesday. Thank you so much for all your support about last week's podcast episode and all of your feedback about me finally taking my blood pressure in therapy. It was a big deal, and some of you guys did recognize that and reached out to me to let me know. So thank you. That was super nice. I guess before I get too far into it, let's do what I try to remember to do at the beginning of each episode that you guys really like. Take that deep breath. If you haven't yet today, it feels so good. Or even if you have been breathing deep, let's say you actually went to a yoga class and worked on breathing deep. Take a deep breath anyway, because this is your hour of relaxation. This is your you time. And I'm so thrilled to be sharing this you time with you. And I've just been hearing from so many people lately that are so into this podcast, and I'm so honored that you choose to come here with me on Wednesdays to hang out. So thank you, you guys. So the health anxiety thing, the cardiophobia, listen to the previous episode if you haven't yet to hear about what I did and the progress I made. I'm super proud of myself too. So thank you again for reaching out and telling me that I'm doing good. It's always nice to hear that from people. I'm obviously, God decided that I'm not done with these health anxiety challenges, because the same week that I took my own blood pressure in therapy, blah, 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 got through that obstacle, that same week I heard back from my dermatologist about something on my foot. So I, as a health anxiety person, girly, I am super cognizant about everything having to do with my health. And I'm all about, what is that phrase when you're like trying to stop things from happening? That's the kind of like healthcare that I'm into. So I'm all about preventative healthcare. So I, even though I don't have a history of skin cancer, one of the things I do on top of like getting a yearly physical, getting my blood work done, yada, yada, I get all of my freckles and moles checked. I'm kind of a freckly girl. So every single year in the spring before summer starts again, I get them all checked and make sure everything's good. And it always is. And I had like a new freckle pop up on the top of my left foot. And Eddie's like, yeah, that's new. And we, you know, typically don't get new freckles or moles after the age of 25. And I'm like, yeah, I added it to the list of stuff to check at my dermatologist. So I went there and he checked it, and he's like, yeah, you're right. We typically don't get new freckles or moles after the age of 25. So we're just going to take it off. And I'm like, damn, because I kind of like it. It was kind of cute. Like, I also have a tattoo on the top of my other foot, so it kind of like matched, but whatever. So he took the, he just took the little freckle right off, and they sent it off. And then usually I get like something in the mail or a phone call being like, it was benign. But he calls me and I pick up, and it's him, and it's not like an office person. So I'm like, dun, dun, dun. What happened? What's going on? Why is he calling me? He's like, so we got your results back from the lab, and it's not that it's cancerous. It is benign, but we want to check the skin around it because it could become cancerous. And I'm like, what? And like, my mind is like reeling, and I'm like, all the blood is like rushing to my insides and like I'm having like panic symptoms like right away, right off the bat. Like I was talking about last week, the autonomic response, like a physiological response to emotions and how that's normal. So I'm like taking deep breaths and being like, okay, and like trying to think logically and like ask questions. And he's like, so we're going to refer you to a plastic surgeon and we're going to take more skin from around it and then check it again. Meanwhile, I'm also understanding that I actually had an active sunburn on the top of my feet when I got this done and from my vacation in Florida. And I know that like the tops of your feet often do get a lot of sun or sunburn because we often forget to put SPF there. So there was like an active sunburn and like it was not like in the healing stage yet. So I don't know if that made it abnormal, but I had to schedule an appointment with a plastic surgeon. So that's in like 2 weeks. And first the consult is, and I don't know if they're going to be like, okay, and then we're going to take a giant strip of your skin. I have no idea. Like if it's not a big chunk of skin, then why couldn't I just get it done like at the regular dermatologist's office? You know what I mean? So I don't know, but I'll keep you guys updated. But I'm only telling you that because I just feel like it's another good exercise for me to like stay calm and not freak out. Like I freaked out a little bit, but I just said my prayers. I read some devotionals. That always helps me a lot. And it was just another good exercise in hearing things or thinking things about my health that might be bad, but understanding that you just got to live your life anyway. I don't know. Something was brought to my attention recently, online. And I'm not going to like delve into whether or not it was specifically had something to do with me. That doesn't matter if it was or it wasn't. And that's talking about health anxiety. People might be like, well, Lindsay, you're completely able-bodied and the fact that you're taking your blood pressure and freaking out over it is like weird because I am completely able-bodied and I'm healthy. And I just have to clap back about this for a second because I am so gracious for being healthy and able-bodied. And actually, part of my writing that I do every single morning is saying how grateful I am that I woke up pain-free and that I was able to go to the gym. And you guys hear me talk about gratitude a lot on this podcast. And I honestly feel like when I'm talking about my health anxiety, of course I understand that I actually am healthy and that there's no reason for me to worry, but then also that the things could happen at any time. And I guess what I'm saying is that because I know what it's like to have extreme health anxiety and OCD type symptoms regarding health, I feel like I'm more grateful for my good health because of that more than other people. You know what I mean? Because I know what it's like to be scared over your health, I am more grateful for the days when I'm not scared of my health and I'm just grateful for having a body that works well and does everything that it's supposed to do. So I just want to clarify that I am completely and 1000% grateful and thank God for my able body every day. And every morning that I wake up and I'm able to do what I want and go for a walk and go to school and put away the dishes and blah, blah, blah. I write it down and I express my gratitude every single day. And health anxiety is different from that gratitude because it's an illness, it's an anxiety. And it doesn't mean that I'm not grateful. And yeah, basically, I don't know. It was just something was brought to my attention and I wanted to just kind of be proactive about it and tell you guys that I am cognizant of the good health that I have and I do thank God for it every day. So I just felt like saying that and I'm almost like, lower your voice when you talk to me about this kind of shit. Yes and no. This is just my little moment to like clap back about this type of comment. So that is all I'm going to say about that. And we're going to keep the rest of this podcast episode really positive as per usual. I have been doing my beauty maintenance diligently. So some days I will have days where I feel like totally devoted to beauty maintenance, like, you know, stuff like getting your nails done or like going to the med spa or getting a facial or getting a massage. So the other day I had my micro needling done in the morning. I go to Cosmetic Skin and Laser, which is actually right next door to my dermatologist's office. And I get like 3 micro needling sessions a year. And if you don't know what it is, it's super amazing. It's like this pen. Sometimes they call it a Morpheus pen. Sometimes it's called a skin pen. And it like little like needles like poke into your skin. And what it does is it like makes your skin red or whatever. And it kind of peels, but it makes your skin produce more collagen. And that on top of regular monthly facials is like a must for me. It just makes my skin into like baby skin. And they recommend doing like 3 sessions, like at a time. So I'll do like a session and I'll wait like 4 or 5 weeks and then do another session. And then I usually do this like in the springtime. So I'm getting my microneedling sessions done and my skin will be like kind of red. And another weird thing that I do that I wanted to share with you guys is it's called like PRF. And I should have looked up like what it stands for, what it's short for, but in Hollywood, they call it the vampire facial. And actually this was when people were just taking the straight up their blood and like putting it on their face, like after getting the microneedling done. So imagine like all your pores are open and there's like millions of like tiny little holes. And then like you have like your blood, like going back into your skin. And what they do at Cosmetic Skin and Laser, though, is they take your blood and they put it into like a centrifuge and it spins it around really fast. And then what's left is like plasma and they use that and like micro needle it back into your skin and it makes it heal a lot faster, but it also ups the collagen production by 50%. So you're getting 50% more collagen when you do that. I'm obsessed. I cannot get enough of like the results that I get from getting the microneedling done. It is so good. I highly recommend it. If you're in the Traverse City area, go to Cosmetic Skin and Laser. They also have some other locations in Michigan and they're in Florida too. So anybody listening in Florida, check them out. I love them. Where I get all of my beauty maintenance stuff done for my face. So far, just face stuff. And then I have my wax appointment. So I go to my esthetician, Nicole. She's got a really cool suite on the East Bay because there's 2 different bays in Traverse City that are separated by like a peninsula called Mission Peninsula. And when I would explain to people where we live in Michigan, you know how you like hold up your hand and you like point to where you are on a hand because Michigan is shaped like a mitten. I'll be like, yeah, we're like in the pinky and like there's a little divot where San Francisco Bay is. And then there's like a little, there's like a little peninsula. So it almost looks like a little like fucked up, like little pinky in or like a hole in like the mitten or something. So anyway, she's in the East Bay and I see her for like my facials and waxing. And so I just remind myself that sometimes boring self-care is good self-care, and I feel so much better when I'm like fresh and clean and waxed, and I'm like smooth as a baby dolphin just floating around. I love it so much. So all these things are like in my budget that I budget for every month for like my beauty maintenance budget. So like I've got like hair, skin, and nails on there. I've got like my hair extension appointments, my hair color, like the Bath and Body products that I buy. So it's all like, it's not just like I'm spending money as it comes up. It's all like accounted for every month. So I'm still participating in our no spend April, and that's going really well. I don't know if you guys are trying it out with me, but I'm doing like a no spend April because March was like really indulgent and extravagant, which is crazy because the night before the 1st of March, when I had my tarot cards read with my friend Fran and my other friend Michelle, she's like, I see a lot of like indulgent luxury in your future. And March was definitely all about that. Like we had our vacation, we had my party. So I'm just doing like a no spend April. I am doing one thing this Friday that's not in my budget, but it's super inexpensive. And I don't want to say what it is because I don't want to give it away because I'm going to be making something for a present. So it's instead of like buying something for somebody from Amazon, I'm like making it. So I feel like that is okay. At least that's just what I'm telling myself. And we're like not going out to eat, things like that. And then I'm also being super diligent about going to the gym. I'm obviously really good about going to the gym anyway, but I'm making sure that I'm doing it 5 days a week, all 4 weeks of April, because I missed some sessions. Like I missed a whole week for spring break and things like that. So I'm back on my grind. Like I'm pounding out my last 4 weeks of the semester. I've got like 3 weeks left, and then I've got my final exam week for school. So I'm just pounding that out, and I'm being diligent, and it's like what the Dave Ramsey people call gazelle intense, where you're just like, you have your goals and you're just completely focused on them, which I can't help but not be that way when I'm driving 600 miles a week to like go to class in person. I can't help but not be focused on my goals because that's just a lot. So I'm just being gazelle intense and intentional with everything that I'm doing. And if you've got goals that you're looking to work on this month, work on them with me, message me, let them know what they are. We can hold each other accountable. It's going to be a good, hardworking month. You know, the month of April is usually just like, it's not quite spring yet here in Northern Michigan. It's so like, there's still like a lot of winter weather, and I just feel like it'll be so worth all the progress I made, saving up money, progress in the gym, progress with like my weight loss journey, all of that, when May comes and I'll be like ready to like come back out into the spring, into the warm sunshine, into the flowers and all that. So yay, we can do it. We can do hard things, as my friends and I say. I just finished an 84 part history lecture. Each part is 45 minutes, and there was 84 of them. All about the history of the United States. I told you guys a month or so ago that I'm on my like learning about our country era, because I think it's kind of disappointing how little a lot of Americans know about our own history. And we're a relatively young country comparatively, especially to like Europe with these ancient countries. And it's not that hard to like look back for the last couple of hundred years and refocus on how we came to where we are today. So I started with listening to the Great Courses lectures on Audible about the French Revolution. And then I did an American Revolution one, like a military aspect of the American Revolution. And then I did American history, starting with the American Revolution all the way to today. So that was actually, it ended like right after 9/11. That's how far it was updated. So it's been quite a journey. I am trying to decide which of the great courses I'm going to do next, because I love to learn so much that I just feel like, why not listen to lectures on my way to listening to lectures in college? Like, I might as well. And these are professors at really good colleges that do these lectures to the great courses. You can also find, I think there's like a link or an app for like Roku. You can find them on YouTube. You can like watch them. I highly recommend looking into the great courses stuff. There's one about like the universe's greatest mysteries. There's one about the Old Testament I'm thinking about doing. There's one about like, because we've been watching a lot of like, when we had the royal birthday party celebration, we watched Marie Antoinette the next day, and we've been getting into more of like the Tudor history, like English royalty history. There's literally been hundreds of different kings in England, and that just fascinates me, like the timeline of all of that. So I think that might be what I get into next. I don't know. I'll let you guys know, because I'm just super geeky like that. Speaking of what we did the day after the party. So today I promised you guys, and rightfully so, I promised you guys that I would finish talking about the party, because last week's episode about my birthday party was like the most listened to episode so far since I think I had Autumn on. So you guys really liked it. I don't know if it's just curiosity or what it is, but I appreciate all of the listens and the downloads. Thank you so much. If you guys are trying to support my podcast, please be sure to rate it on Spotify. Give it, you know, however many stars, give it a good review, your honest opinion, and or whatever platform you are listening to my podcast on. And it really helps if you download the episode, not just listen to it, but download it. So thank you for all your downloads. So we kind of left off last week with the party with, we had just cut the cake, and I talked about how good the cake was from Potter's Bakery. And then this would be the time about 9 o'clock when, if I were a guest at this party, I would probably leave, because 9 p.m. is like getting to my bedtime. Like 9 p.m. is when I start brushing my teeth. I start putting my hair in my heatless curl thing so that my hair wakes up like gorgeous every morning. It's when I start putting my frownies on. It's like when I start, like I put my like retainer in, like, but not tonight, because tonight was a night to remember and a night to celebrate. So let's get into what happened next. So everybody, I'm pretty sure every single person stayed for cake. Yeah, I'm like 99% sure. So some people left, and then the bar, I guess we told them that we didn't need the bar very much past 9 o'clock. And I completely forgot we told them that. I'm like, oh yeah, okay. So I had them refill my water bottle one last time with the water pitcher. And he's like, you've got one more glass of this champagne punch if you want it. And I was like, yeah. So he poured that for me. And then We also had two bottles of just regular champagne that was part of what we bought and that I completely forgot about too. So he handed those over to me. And then the poker game started. So I wanted to have like a poker, like a game going, even though I'm not into poker or anything like that. I just know that like a lot of like the pastimes that the, especially like the French royalty had in like the 17th century was around like poker, like gambling games, like Russian roulette and the roulette wheel and rolling dice and all that. So I wanted kind of like that kind of vibe. And I wanted, I'm like, yeah, play for money. Like we got a bunch of really cool pink, like poker chips, like the heavy duty, like thick ones. I'm obsessed. I think someone took one of them for like a souvenir and I'm so glad. I should have handed out more because I've got a bunch left over. Then I actually saved them in my, I have like a keepsake box from this party. So the pink poker chips are in there, of course. So the people that stayed that wanted to play poker got around the table. It was like a good mix of people. And then I kind of hung out with a couple of my girlfriends outside of the poker game. And my nanny was like kicking butt at poker. And my mom had more like prize baggies that she put together for the poker game. So people were like winning. I guess they were, it was like a quarter poker game. So they were playing with like quarters and dimes. And I guess nanny, like my nanny won a decent amount of money from everyone else, which is crazy because she's not really like into cards that much. It's not like she's a gambler. Like she's not like one of those grandmas that's like at the casino, like, you know, at the casino, like pulling the wheel. What's the lever? What are those called? Dang, I forgot. Anyway, she's just, that's not like her. So it's so funny to me that she was just like winning and like kicking ass. And then we decided, some of us decided to go down and check out I wanted to show the presidential suite that we got, the hotel suite that was like right below the banquet room. And it was like just one floor down. So I showed them that and we poured more drinks and we kind of got the suite ready for the after party because there were a lot of people that wanted to stay up, you know, getting more towards like 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock when poker was over, when we were done, because we kind of had to wrap things up. We had to keep all of the little vases and all the flowers. The roses were like freshly cut and so pretty and so fresh. Like we weren't going to throw them away. So we cleaned up those and the decorations and put everything on like a cart to bring downstairs and then got like another cart to put all of my presents on. Cause there was like a huge like table filled with presents. So the big group of us that stayed for like the after party, late night afters, grabbed everyone, like chipped in and helped clean up. And we grabbed all the stuff and we brought it downstairs and everyone was like, oh my God, this room is amazing. There's like a whole living room in there and like a dining room table with like a chandelier. And I think I told you guys about this last week. And like the room had like a huge balcony overlooking Traverse City. So everyone's like filing in for the after party. And of course I've got the same playlist as what was playing upstairs, the We Are All Queens playlist, which some of you have asked me for and I've sent you the link. So I hope you're enjoying it. I don't know how you would listen to that playlist and this podcast at the same time, but you totally should be to like get in the mood. We had our two bottles of champagne. We had a fifth of vodka. We had a fifth of whiskey. We had stuff to make old fashions and to make Moscow mules. And we had like a box of Cheez-Its and I had a big bag of grapes. And of course, we had all the leftover like macarons and the cake. So it was a good after party. There was like a little like blunt rotation going on out in the balcony, and like the fresh air felt good after being like all hot, like in like a room together. So it was super fun. We had the music going, everyone's talking, hanging out. We're making plans for like the future, for like my best friend's 40th birthday also coming up in a couple months. So that's exciting. I had my cute little pajamas to change into. So these pajamas I actually got for Valentine's Day, but I knew I'd probably use them for my birthday too. They're like pink striped. Like if you remember the pink striped wallpaper from Victoria's Secret from like the early 2000s, they were like that. And then around the bottoms and around the cuffs are pink feathers. And then I had like a tank top that has like a Marie Antoinette on it. And it was so cute. So I'm sitting there hanging out and I'm like forcing myself to stay up. I'm not drinking anymore, but people are throwing them back. Eddie's making cocktail after cocktail. And I'm sitting talking, hanging out with people, and I'm starting to like stifle some yawns, because at this point it's like getting close to midnight. And you guys, I believe me when I say 1000%, like 9 p.m. is my bedtime. So I was doing a good job. And it's not like I don't really like to have extra caffeine or anything. Like people with anxiety, it just, when people are like, oh, just have a cup of coffee or have like a energy drink to like stay up late. No, that doesn't work with people with anxiety. So like there was like nothing I could do. Like I was starting to get tired, but that's the whole reason why we got the presidential suite for the after party, so that there could be a separate bedroom so I could go to bed. So I'm like looking for a way to like bow out gracefully. And then I'm like, crap, I have to take off all this makeup, because the bathroom for this suite, like usually if you have a room this big, there's like two bathrooms, but this one only had one and it was in the like common area. So I had to like take off all my makeup and like take down my hair, because like when you have it like in an updo, you know, there's like 1,000 bobby pins. So I'm like taking it down and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so tired. And like my feet are like killing me. But I'm so happy, but I'm like so ready to just like curl up into bed. I had my Sealy, my favorite stuffed animal. He was at the party, of course. I remember at one point someone coming up to me being like, is that a stuffed seal in your lap? I'm like, yeah. This is my bestie. This is Sealy. Some people know Sealy, some people don't. Anyway, so I'm getting undressed and then I come out of the bathroom and I'm like making eyes at Eddie, like trying to get him to like come over to me. So he comes over and he's like, I'm being summoned. So I'm like, I want to go to bed. And that means you have to transfer the music to like your phone to the speaker, because we brought like our JBL speaker to use. And everyone was like super nice and like understanding and said goodnight to me. And I got to shut the doors and like go in the room, and it was like nice and dark. And I'm like, oh, this has been such a good night. And so I got to just lay there while hearing people out there talking, people still talking out in the balcony, but I got to be in bed luxuriating. I had my white noise machine on and I was just so happy. It was the one night so far this year, like the year of 2024, that I did not do like PM journal writing sessions before bed, because I was that tired. Usually I write some stuff down, but the only thing that's in my journal for that night is my name tag. So it says like Queen Lindsay or something like that. So I'm just laying there like feeling so good. And I swear I didn't sleep that well that night because I was so like ramped up from like talking all night, you know what I mean? And then you're in like a different place. But I guess the after party went until like 2 a.m. and I went to bed at like midnight. So I'm so glad that everyone got to stay and hang out and have fun. And most of the people that stayed were staying right in our hotel, so they didn't have far to go. And it just makes me so happy. And people still kept taking pictures and stuff and videos. So I got to see what it was like after I went to bed. And I don't think Eddie slept that well either. I think we were both just like so ramped up from like the excitement. So we wake up the next morning and I know that we have like stuff to pack up and he's working on packing it up. And I'm like, okay, I still need to do breakfast with my family downstairs. So I need to put makeup on again. And part of me was like, I just want to scrub it out and like, you know, go to breakfast in my pajamas. But I was like, no, I still want to be like presentable. And it helps me feel like more awake and ready for the day if I do my makeup and hair. So what I didn't do though is my heatless curls. That was also the one night that I didn't do my heatless curls like so far 2024. I did not wrap my hair before going to bed. And it kind of got like tangled in the back too because I just slept with it down. And if you have really long like extensions, they get like snarled up. So anyway, so we are packing things up and I'm not even joking. I had... because when Eddie went and picked up our macarons from the French bakery, he got me two of these giant peanut butter cups. And I totally ate one before breakfast because I'm like, it's my birthday weekend, bitch. Like, I am going to have sugar at breakfast. So I did. I had a peanut butter cup just sitting in bed while filling out my journal for the morning, you know, writing down what I'm grateful for and how good the night went and like my favorite moments. And I'm realizing how many gifts I got because we're like putting them onto the cart to like bring everything downstairs and we're making plans for breakfast. And this is when we found out that there was only one server at the restaurant at this hotel that morning. I was like, what? That's crazy. But, you know, everyone's just short staffed. So it is what it is. Like, whatever. And I didn't know, like, I felt like there were probably other places that we could go. But, like, a lot of places in Traverse City weirdly don't take reservations. Or, like, a lot of the restaurants for, like, brunch and stuff downtown and walking distance are, like, small and they wouldn't have, like, accommodated, like, a big party. So we were determined to eat breakfast there at the hotel. It was just easiest. So we brought all the stuff down and then met up with my family for breakfast. And I ordered quiche and it was so good. I had not had quiche since Christmas time. We always make quiche for Christmas. So it definitely still felt like a special occasion for breakfast. And we all talked about like the night before and how much fun we had and like what our favorite parts were. And it was fun to just have one last meal with my family before everyone disperses to drive back home. This is when my mom told me she didn't even get to try the cake. And I was like, do you want to come to our house and eat a piece? Cause we have some left. And she declined. I totally understand. I think everyone just wanted to get home and like relax at that point. Cause what a night. What a night. So, and then it turns out my dad knew the waitress. Like there was just one waitress there and she did so good. Can I just say she did so good. She took our order really fast. Everything came out on time. Like it was totally fine. It was not a big deal. What a great experience having our venue and our party at the Park Place Hotel. They did so good. The banquet staff did good. The food was good. The service was great. The room was amazing. Everybody that works there is so nice. even the regular rooms, I mean, just the regular rooms are really nice too, with an amazing view. So I highly recommend the Park Place Hotel. A lot of people that came to the party were like, I never think about coming here. And I'm like, yeah, it's kind of overlooked by like the locals, because the restaurant at the bottom is just like not one of the newer trendy restaurants in Traverse City. So people just never think about it's like, oh, it's an old hotel, but it's like so nice. And the prices are so good. I highly, highly recommend checking them out if you're thinking about doing anything in Traverse City. And you can't beat the location. It's literally right downtown. So it's also where we stayed for New Year's Eve. Do you guys remember the New Year's Eve episode where I told you about how we got a hotel room to overlook the cherry drop and the fireworks on New Year's Eve? So it's such a great location. It's such a great place. And you can always go to the bar on the top floor and overlook the whole city and the bays. It's gorgeous, 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 gorgeous. So we had the car packed up and it was time to take our horse and carriage back to the castle where we live and brought in all the presents. And after having the Marie Antoinette movie playing in the background of the party the whole night for like ambiance, Eddie was randomly like, I kind of want to watch it now after like seeing it last night. And I was like excited because that's my favorite movie. I watch it at least once a month for the vibes. So I was glad he wanted to watch it. So we watched it. We ate more cake. And then I was like, I need to open my gifts. So I stacked them all up in the living room and there was just a huge pile. I felt so spoiled and I got my my little notebook out so I could write down what each person got me and keep it with my keepsakes. And one of the things I got, my favorite gifts, was this really cool makeup set from this company called Flower Nose. And it's like the most beautiful makeup you will ever see. The packaging is like over the top, like princess. Like I can't even explain it. Like the compacts that like the blush and the eyeshadows come in are like jewelry boxes. It's so pretty. So the box that stuff came in is the perfect size to use for like keepsakes. So I was putting stuff in there that I wanted to keep. There's the candles, the 40 candles that I blew out, and some of the things that my mom passed out that tell people like information about like the game and the QR code for the album. Oh, and people were adding tons of like videos and pictures to the album for the night. So that was so fun to see. I'm already like looking at photos and thinking about which ones I want to use for like posting photos to like social media, like which ones I'm going to put online. Eddie went around with a GoPro, like recording people, like giving me happy birthday messages. So we were watching that and I'm opening my gifts and writing down like what each person got me. Cause my mom also made me, thank you cards that match the invitations that she sent out, like the same logo design and everything. And she got me a wax melting kit and I love swans, and the wax melting stamp has a swan on it. So I got to write out my thank you cards and like drip the wax on there and stamp the wax like a royal like seal or like a Hogwarts letter or something. So I opened up all my gifts and it was just crazy. I just got so emotional and teary-eyed just looking through everything that everyone got me and how thoughtful everyone's cards were. I was almost more excited about the cards just because people wrote the most beautiful, wonderful messages. I totally was not expecting anyone to bring gifts because it's an adult birthday party, but it was so cute and so fun that people did. And I loved and cherish every single thing that I got. And then we started watching this cool series called The White Queen, which is about like the War of the Roses, which is about like royalty and like England, like in, I think, like the 15th century. So we were just having a royal themed weekend, and it was super relaxing the next day and so nice. And then the day after was like Monday, and that was a day that I had to prepare for my exam. So I had a neurology exam the next day. Really hard class. So you guys know how much I love it. So I love studying for it. And on top of the amazing week and weekend I had, I got a 100% of my exam. Like, I was so nervous about having the party and being distracted and maybe not studying as hard as I needed to. And I could not believe that I got a 100%. So it was just an amazing weekend. This era of my life, I think I'll always remember as, this is kind of like what I envision happening, is that like I was down below in water, like submerged in like depression and anxiety. And then I built this staircase, or I recognized that the staircase was there, and I slowly am ascending the staircase. And as I'm doing that, my anxiety and my depression is like falling off my back, like it's a cape, and it's slowly sliding down off of me as I'm like ascending the stairway to my life that I'm now fully living and taking advantage of. And this is a vision I've had of myself for the last 5 years. I can't tell you where it came from, but the act of slowly ascending the staircase, even when I was still really struggling when we first moved here, the act of like ascending the staircase and visualizing it, and visualizing the shit that I no longer need, like sliding off my back, is so prominent that I feel like I've really just manifested coming up to like this higher point of my life. And it's all culminating to like this pinnacle, to like this year where, you know, I have this landmark birthday, and then I'm like graduating, and then I'm applying for grad school, and I'm really working hard on my future, and I'm getting healthier, and I'm, you know, working on my body, and I'm making huge changes. And I feel like it's going to be something that I think about again and again in my future. And even when I pass away, very old, many, many years from now, I feel like I'll still be slowly ascending this staircase of life and losing this earthly body as I kind of like ascend into heaven, if you catch my drift. Like, I know that's super woo-woo and imaginative, but I'm unapologetically imaginative and creative. So that's just, I feel like, kind of how I've manifested my happiness. So if you haven't yet today, picture yourself physically, imagine yourself slowly ascending up to this light, and imagine what you no longer need, what's no longer going to serve you at this next level, and imagine it sliding off your body as you're walking up. Because coming back to this theme over and over again has really helped me in so many ways. Anyway, I hope that you guys enjoyed hearing about the rest of the party. I've got some really good stuff for you next week. I've got another guest coming on soon for the podcast, so stay tuned for that. Go out and make this day your bitch, and then message me and tell me how you made it your bitch so that we can cheer each other on. Okay? All right. you know what? I will see you guys back here next Wednesday for another episode of Love, Lindsay.